to talk about cotton this morning. I know the agronomy, the tri-societies, isn't a real big cotton meeting. There's not a lot of cotton talks, but there is a lot of cotton in West Texas. There's about 4 million acres within 60 miles of Lubbock. We've been using these sensors for a while, and just recently we started with the active sensors and started collaborating with Bill here. With cotton, so cotton's relatively new to them, and Peter Scarf is our co-author as well, and Ed Barnes is with Cotton Incorporated, and so we're trying to get a little bit better organized, regionally speaking, in terms of cotton research. Our first objective of this research is to see if we can use the spectral reflectance, these ground-based radiometers, as management tools, as indicators of in-season nitrogen, and to modify your management. And that's going to be very different from different systems. If you're talking about dryland cotton or row watered cotton or center pivot, so how you can put out the nitrogen really is going to determine how you can use this information. And also the yield potentials are different and so on. One of the first things we always try to do is to make sure of what the sensors are sensing, what they're seeing, and we try to take data during the season. Not every time that we try to sense weekly, but certainly we try a couple times during the season to take plant samples and analyze it for leaf nitrogen, biomass, total nitrogen uptake, plant height, and then yield, relating this to NDVI or some other indices or reflectance at certain wave bands. Now, I should mention with cotton, besides just nitrogen, the sensors have use for managing other inputs like growth regulators and harvest aids. So the idea is if you have larger growth, larger NDVIs in some parts of the field, you may want to put growth regulators. Cotton farmers apply picks, for instance. But today we're going to just talk about nitrogen. The different approaches that we've been using in Texas, we've been using more of the sufficiency approach with, say, 90-95% of a well fertilized soil test base reference. And then just recently, as I'll explain, we're trying these calibration ramps on farmers' field. We'll talk a little bit about that. Missouri, with Peter Scarf in the audience, mainly he's been relating NDVI to economically optimum N rate, like doing that for corn and starting to do that for cotton. And for Oklahoma, again, they're a little bit newer to the cotton arena, but they're trying to get an algorithm. Their NDVI versus yield is an important part of that. And then they're also starting these calibration strips. Very quickly, to give an overview, many of you are familiar with these anyway, the sensors we've been using. Been using this sensor since 1998, the CropScan MSR-16. It is passive, natural light. It has 16 wave bands upward and downward facing. It's quite flexible, the height, but we can go 30 to 48 inches above the canopy without a problem. There's some limitations with this passive light, even in West Texas, Western Oklahoma. We do have cloudy weather. You can see some clouds. And if the watts per meter square goes below about 600 on the 550, the green band, the data becomes pretty useless. And so we're limited to with this sensor with sunny conditions. And we also like to keep within 2 hours of solar noon. Here's just an example of some data about 30 points over half a center pivot. You probably can't read. That's why this is percent reflectance. This right here is your 550, the center of green. Most of the wave bands, most of the 16 bands are in the visible. And then a near infrared up here, of course. The green seeker I've been using for quite a few years. Mostly the red. We tried the green 1 year and we abandoned that. But the red is at 660 near infrared. Usually go about a meter above the canopy. Let's see here. Crop Circle is a little bit newer than the Green Seeker, and the one we happen to have has an amber of 590 visible, but I think it's also available in the red, but we had to choose. We couldn't afford to buy two. And there's the Crop Circle. And a lot of this data we GPS reference, you can see. Mr. Malapati here in front. Chlorophyll meter, we've been taking this data for a long time, and just very quickly, some of the indices we've been using are red or green. Vegetative indices, a simple index where you have the near infrared reflectance over the green or the red. And most of you are familiar with these NDVI formulas, NIR minus visible divided by NIR plus visible. This would be for the red-green seeker. This amber would be for the amber crop circle. Let's talk about Texas first. We've been doing this, by the way. Again, we have in Texas, we have dry land cotton, we have center pivot, we have row watered, we have drip irrigation. This is a drip irrigation in about end of July, and you can see some of the fertility treatments, lower growth, yellow, and darker green here. And the first thing to explain is the algorithm that we've been using on how much nitrogen to apply. I've converted this to metric units, but basically, if you're familiar with the English units, we talk about bales of cotton, about 500 pounds. And so this is a bale and a half. And this would be two bales, two and a half, three bales of cotton. And the nitrogen requirement, not the fertilizer, but the requirement that it needs is about 60 pounds of N per bale. But from that, we subtract a 2-foot nitrate test pre-plant, 30 centimeters, 24-inch soil nitrate test. And then for irrigated, we advise our producers to analyze their water. And 8 ppm is very typical. And typically, a grower would put on at least 12 inches of irrigation water. Well, that's 20 pounds of N, so we think that needs to be credited. So no credit for organic matter net mineralization yet, but we are subtracting 2-foot nitrate and irrigation water credit from this requirement and this yield goal. So we've heard a lot about yield goal in corn this morning, but it's pretty important in the western U.S. for cotton because dry land yields would be about one bale or less, 500 pounds. Drip irrigation, we try to get 3 or 4 bales. So I think the yield goal approach is important. Now to show you some of the reflectance data. This is from our crop scan sensor, and this is a green vegetative index. We start about middle of June up to the middle of August. And here we have a zero nitrogen treatment, reflectance based, and the soil test treatment. And the total nitrogen we're trying to put out in terms of supply here is 150 pounds of N per acre, including the soil test and the irrigation. So we're about 100 pounds, I'll show you in a minute, put out daily injections. And these asterisks indicate where statistically we're getting reflectance based management dropping off from the soil test based. And the reflectance started at half X or 50% of the soil test. And as soon as it went below that, then we increased the rate of injection of nitrogen in this drip irrigation, that's what SDI is, subsurface drip, to match the soil test based. This was a very wet year. This an 05, that picture that you saw. Pretty rank growth. 2006 was a much harder, drier year, more typical, a lot of 100 degree days. And you can look at the same treatments, you can see the different shapes of the curve. You can see that the zero N is dropping off a lot more dramatically than the fertilized treatments. But this just shows the point that the sensor itself is very good at just looking at N supply from the soil. Going back, you can see how the zero N plot growth and nitrogen supply was more similar to the fertilized in the wet year compared to the dry year. And then these are the injections that we did, how we trace nitrogen fertilizer injection. Here is the reflectance base and the soil test base. So the reflectance base started at half X. Here we increased the rate as the NDVIs went significantly less than the soil test base reference, but it never caught up. It won't catch up because we started at half X. In 06, a similar trend. Now, I know this is a busy slide and time is short, so I'll just cut to the chase. The amount of nitrogen that we ended up injecting on the reflectance based strategy here in kilos was 73 kilos versus 101. But the yield, about 2,000 kilos of lint, or 1,800 pounds, about 3.5 bales was the same. So this was our hypothesis in this approach, is the sensor can save nitrogen without hurting yield. Look how high the zero plot yield was. It was still very high. We have N uptake, we have recovery efficiency, 62%. The second year data yields were lower in the hotter, dry year. Didn't save as much nitrogen with reflectance. We got 95 versus 112, but we still statistically stayed the same. Recovery efficiency is very high on this subsurface drip irrigation, 75%. And for cotton, by the way, this compares with about 40% on center pivot and about 15 to 20% recovery for furrow irrigation. So the drip irrigation is really the queen system. This is this year's data, and I hope you can, well, the lights are bright. Can somebody turn the lights down for a minute? I really want you to try it. I can see it on my screen here, but I really want you to see the type of color differences that we're looking with our eyes and we want the sensor to see. These plots, these eight rows here, are unfertilized. Anyway, we won't be able to turn the lights down because that's going to take too much time. But this is the type of difference we want the sensor to see. If you can see it with your eyes, actually the sensors aren't really better than your eyes. If you can see it with your eyes, you can see it with the sensors. If you can't see it with your eyes, I've never seen, you couldn't see it with a sensor. we're looking at the amber NDVI. This is from the crop circle. And we can see here that picture that I took here was at this stage here. It's a zero plot. It's dropping off right here. Now, this year we tried a new strategy. We have a second reflectance-based strategy, where the first one I explained, reflectance one, was a reference to the soil test base. Now we have a 1.5x soil test base, and now we have the opportunity to put on more nitrogen to increase the recommendation with reflectance strategy two. Can you see that these are shorter and yellower than those and those? With the this is with the green seeker, the differences weren't as pronounced, but you can see the zero plot dropping out there. And here's the fertilizer injections. And so again, the soil test based for a 2.5-3 bale yield goal, our supply target is 150 pounds of N, and we only have about 20 or so in the soil and about 20 in the irrigation. So 100 pounds, well, you can see how much the pink ended up putting on almost 100 pounds. And so the blue is reflectance strategy one, where by definition we're never going to put on as much as the soil test base because we're starting at half X. But the reflectance strategy two, we start with soil test base and we're now referencing 1.5. And so with that treatment, when these dropped off different, we ended up with more, putting on more N. Y'all, does that mean I have 5 minutes that you're standing up? Okay, when you're standing up. Let's look at some of the correlations. This is crop scan data, 05 to 06, with an early bloom and mid bloom, the SPAD meter, and the GVI. And here, for instance, we got leaf N, 0.7, 0.59. The yield is a bit spotty. Leaf N at mid bloom and biomass. Here are the correlations. Tend to get stronger as you go later in the season from early bloom to mid bloom. Here we got 85 hundredths. Green vegetative index correlation with leaf N and mid bloom. The SPAD meter doesn't do very good with biomass. It usually does pretty good with leaf N. This year we got very high correlations with the crop circle and the green seeker. The biomass is not as strong as correlation. We don't have lint yield yet on this data. Leaf N, plant height. This year we started in Oklahoma and in Texas with these ramps. Now the idea with the ramp is that before we have one, typically with corn, one well-fertilized reference plot, but with cotton especially, trying to chase higher biomass isn't always going to convert to higher yield. You can get rank growth, you can get huge internodes, and you may not have that many bowls or fruits. And so the idea of a ramp that Oklahoma State introduced a couple years ago, I think is really attractive in cotton because we can theoretically identify that optimum yield, not the biomass. I hope you can read this. This is 0 to 117 in 10-pound strips. We did this on center pivots. We did this on some drip irrigation fields, and here are these two guys doing the sensing. Unfortunately, the results that we've gotten in the first year, about 15 ramps in both states, we saw more of this type of thing. Here's NDVI with Green Seeker and with Crop Circle. Not a lot of trend there. Of course, we're getting slightly higher NDVIs with the Green Seeker compared to the Crop Circle, which must just be due to the different field of view. But the challenge is trying to identify, convince a producer not to apply nitrogen on part of his field. And if he has a center pivot, that's darn near impossible because he wants to inject it. So.